Those are our cards and responses to our unselfish blessings that we have given. And as a little church, I'll tell you one thing, we'll be known for doing a lot for a little church. Amen?
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
And with the same token, let me say this real quick. Thank y'all for the good meal. Thank you for the songs that you sung last Sunday. I put Carolyn on the spot. I put Danny on the spot. And I think maybe it may have been another one. There were several songs sung last Sunday. It really meant a lot to me. And I thank you for the meal. Thank you for the gifts that y'all gave me. Humbled my heart. And it is truly a blessing, not just to be your pastor, but to be where I am even here right now today. And this will be our last message. This will be our last message on Christmas. It ain't like I'm not going to be thinking about Christmas beyond today. But this will be the last Sunday we'll have before Christmas, that joyous day, where we should take time to reflect and remember what the Lord truly done for us. But let's open up our Bibles to Romans chapter number 2. I'm sorry, I'm in Romans. Matthew chapter number 2. I just have to open my Bible to Romans instead of Romans chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. We'll read the same three verses that we've read every single Sunday. And we'll stop right there and do our best to preach this last message. In Matthew chapter 2 verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And I will go, Lord, in prayer, and I'm preaching again today on a Christless Christmas. Father, we thank you for the good singing, Lord, that has just been done right here, Father. The little Adley, Lord, and my sisters, Lord, singing praises to you. Yeah. Singing, Lord, songs of exhortation. Lord, I just sit over there and enjoyed that. I thank you for that. And Lord, I'm glad that you do put a song in our heart. I'm glad that you give us the desire, Lord, not only to worship you, but Lord, to love you and to sing songs about you. And everything that we do, let it be to give glory and honor to you.
Yeah.
Will you bless our efforts today? Will you help us, Lord, today as we finish up, Lord, this series on a Christless Christmas? As sad as it is, Father, so many, Lord, will go through another year, and this will be a time of depression. It'll be a time of hardship and sorrow. There'll be a lot of things, Father, that'll be everything but a joyous time for them for this year. Help, I pray today, we might give some comfort. We might be able to help some today in this message. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for whatever you do. Ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Those three verses that I read, it mentioned twice about King Herod. And it said Herod the king in verse 3, and it said Herod the king in verse 1. And that very first Christmas had two kings.
Yeah.
It had one already, which was King Herod, and then it had one born. The very first verse says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, and then the second verse, you got wise men, and they're seeking this newly born king, and they say, where is he born king of the Jews? And not only did this second king cause trouble, but let me also say that every Christmas has the same trouble. You can't enjoy Christmas. You can't worship the king until you come down from your throne and let him be your king.
Amen.
If Christ is not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all, and that's a fact. You will never enjoy Christmas until you recognize the true meaning of Christmas. And we celebrate the birth of our king without any apology to anyone. Amen. Now, King Herod, he had a problem with this king that was born in Bethlehem of Judea. And his problem was, He didn't want to give up his throne to this one right here.
Right.
I had that same problem for about 31 years, 34, I guess. I may not have realized it, but even as a babe, I have to admit I wanted to be my own king.
Yeah.
I wanted to have my own throne. And we're all like that. We all lack the ability to give up, raise up a white flag. We sing a song, I surrender all. All to thee I surrender. And that's the only way that Jesus can be your king.
Amen.
Is by surrendering all.
Yeah.
Let him be Lord of all. And I tell you what, if he ever does take his rightful place upon the throne of your heart, you'll get the true blessing of what we celebrate every year called Christmas.
Right.
One reason that I want that name Jesus mentioned is because he's not their king. One reason that I want to hear you say Merry Christmas is because he's not their king.
Right.
One reason that I want you to give them a gift, because I work with a guy, Jehovah Witness, and they don't recognize Christmas.
No.
And look, I ain't got no axe to grind here, but we had a bunch of food up there this week, and I seen him over there, and I said, his name's Kent. I said, Kent, are you celebrating Christmas with us? And his face turned about the color of it, then a sweater that Karen's got on back there. And he said, no, I don't celebrate Christmas. I said, it looks to me like you are. And he's over there eating, and all of that. And you know, the world, listen to what I'm saying here. The world wants to be off on Christmas Day. The world wants to be paid the holiday pay.
Yeah.
But they don't want to acknowledge Jesus.
Amen.
This time of year, let him be your king.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's going to be king, whether you let him be king or not.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, Herod had a choice. He made the wrong choice. Brother Ed, Herod didn't have room in his kingdom for Jesus. By the way, the Bible said he died, Karen. You know what he died? He died without the true king.
Yes, he did.
He lived a life of luxury. He lived a life of power and prestige. But I'll tell you what, buddy. Jesus said, unless he's your king, you'd be better off than never even be born.
Right.
I'm telling you, buddy, Herod met his own fate. Herod died in his sin. Herod found out, buddy, he wasn't no king at all. And he rejected the true king.
Amen.
And paid the price for it. I'll tell you what, buddy, a lot of people just like Herod, they don't want to let go. They want to hold on to these little trinkets down here, these earthly treasures down here.
Yeah.
Let me say this, he was born king, amen. And now, by the way, he died a king, amen.
Yeah.
Not only did he get the announcement, where is he born king of the Jews, but when he died, Pilate put over the top of the cross over his head there, behold, the king of the Jews, written in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek, amen. He had a title at birth, amen. He had a title at death, amen. And when he comes back, he's going to have a title of the coming king, amen.
Yeah,
Revelation 19:11-21 said he had on his thigh and on his vesture a name written and called King of Kings and Lord of Lords, amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Not only did Herod not wanting to be Jews, not wanting to be king, the Jews didn't want to be their king.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They said, we have no king but Caesar.
Right.
In John 19:15, the Bible said he came to his own. He came to them, Rita.
Right.
And his own received him not.
That's right.
That's how we got in, amen.
Yep.
Praise God.
Yep.
And I wanted him.
Yeah.
He is my king now. Amen.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, he rules and reigns in my life.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not ashamed of him.
No.
I'll tell you right now, but I worship him here. I worship him outside. I tell you, I know what we're celebrating this time of year. We're celebrating that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And I tell you right now, that unspeakable gift God gave. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our king. A lot of kings are born a child and grow up to be kings. This king became a child. He condescended down so that he could be king of kings and lord of lords. And I'll tell you right now, buddy, the Jews didn't want to be their king. They even denied his virgin birth. In John chapter 8, they said, we be not born of fornication. You see, by saying that, They're rejecting the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
Right.
Behold, the Lord will give you a sign. A virgin, not a young maiden. If you got the right Bible, he'll say a virgin. You see, young maidens have children all the time.
That's right.
But this is a virgin. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And you shall call his name Emmanuel, being interpreted God with us.
Yeah.
Abraham and Sarah had a miraculous birth. John and Elizabeth had a miraculous birth. Mary had a miraculous birth. She gave the birth to Jesus.
Yeah.
John and Elizabeth gave the birth to John the Baptist. And Abraham and Sarah gave the miraculous birth to Isaac, their son, their promised son. God's all about miraculous births. Amen.
Yes, he is.
My cousin, him and his wife, they wanted children. And I remember us going to the altar and praying for them that they'd have children. It just seemed like it wasn't going to be. And we prayed and prayed and prayed. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, she had a little girl. Next thing she knows, she had a little boy. And they got a young girl. And her name is April. And the young boy's name is Andrew. But I tell you what, God sent them, amen. God gave them, amen. I tell you right now, you can't get children at Walmart. They don't care no more. Amen. But I tell you, buddy, that's a blessing when God gives a miraculous birth. They said Susan couldn't have children. I'll tell you what, let God have the final say in that, amen.
Right.
Oh my, Herod didn't want to recognize this king. He wanted nothing to do with this king. Herod wanted to kill this little baby, King Jesus. And I'll tell you what, he sought to kill him. You see that there in Matthew chapter 2, verse 16. When Herod saw that he was mocked of the wise men. You see, even though Herod was king, and he had a lot of say, he didn't have say over these wise men. These wise men followed the star to the king. And then they followed God on the way home. God told them to go home another way, and they did what God told them to do. And when King Herod saw that they didn't hearken unto him, but he was exceeding him off, and he sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and all the coast thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had inquired, which he had dealt and inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, in Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. I'll tell you right now, King Herod was mad. He wanted to kill this King Jesus. And I'll tell you what, that hatred of this King Jesus, he goes on today. Let me pull back the veneer just a little bit, just show you what I'm talking about. Psalms chapter number 2. This is the mentality of the world that you and I live in even today. In Psalms chapter number 2, instead of people saying, praise the Lord, let's worship Jesus this Christmas. You see their mind brought out right here in Psalms chapter number 2. It says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Notice here, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall lie. The Lord shall have them in derision. If man could, man would be king instead of Christ. And I'm glad God said it in such a way that man cannot take the throne from God. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, you got a bunch down here. I don't want to get into politics, but some of them should have never been given power. I'm glad power belongs to this king. I'm glad, praise God, he's a gentle king. I'm glad he's a loving king. The Bible said that his compassions fail not. It says his mercies are new every morning. He doesn't turn people away. He receives them. He forgives them. He saves them, amen. If there's one, ever was one fit to be king, it's him, amen. You know what up there in heaven tell him? He laughs. These heathen down here rage. They're out of control. You know why they're out of control? Sister Joanne, the Bible says, no peace, saith my God, to the wicked.
Amen.
They don't want it's like to enjoy the peace you and I take for granted. Man, they're mad. They're trying to figure out some way to undermine God, some way to get around God, some way that they can sit on their thrones forever and ever and ever. Listen, There's only one way to have everlasting, and that's through Jesus Christ. I'll tell you right now, He gives eternal life to all those that come to Him. And I'll tell you, buddy, apart from Him, there ain't no eternal life. I'll tell you, apart from Him, it's eternal suffering, amen. In that place of damnation, in prayer for the devil and his angels. But in heaven, the Lord shall have them in derision, and the Lord will laugh at them, amen. They think somehow they can overthrow God. He said, then shall He speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set my King upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I'll give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, to the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possessions. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like potter vessels. But be wise, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry and you perish from the way when His wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those, or all they, that put their trust in Him. See, they're like Herod. They don't want Him to be king. I'll tell you, buddy, he's not alone in this hatred. King Herod, he hated this newborn king.
Yeah.
Not only did the Jews reject this king, but I'll tell you what, they sought occasion against Him. They wanted to stone Him. They wanted to do away with Him. They wanted to throw Him off into the cliff, amen. And like I said, they went so far as even deny the prophecy of the virgin birth. They were willing to deny His throne and His kingdom, mentioned in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, where God said He'd given the throne of His father David and He'd rule and reign forever, amen. I'll tell you, buddy, they made a terrible mistake, and Herod made a terrible mistake, amen. When this king returns, those kings that would not allow Him to have their thrones to obtain a heavenly throne will run for cover, amen. The Bible said in Revelation chapter number 6, this king's coming back. Buddy, when he comes back, their little old thrones ain't going to be so mighty. Right now it seems like they're on the top. If you look right here in Revelation chapter number 6, it talks about, and then verse 12, I beheld when He'd opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, and when she is shaken of a mighty wind, and the heaven departed as a scroll, when it's rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Look, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondsman, every free man, hid themselves in the dens, and the rocks, and the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us.
Amen. Right.
Hide us from the face of Him that
sitteth
on the throne. He hasn't been dethroned.
No.
And from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of His wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand? I'll tell you what, buddy. Those people like Herod that would not let Him be king. Those Jews that would not let Him be king. There's a price for that. And I tell you, buddy, they're going to pay the full price. Amen. This king's not only coming back, but buddy, he's mad. His eyes are a flame of fire. Oh, by the way, for what it's worth, let me throw this in there real quick. You know, everybody wants to somehow build a castle down here.
Yeah.
Somehow be somewhat of a king, somewhat of a queen. Jesus offers that to us.
Right.
Look in Revelation chapter 1. It talks about that. It says, and from Jesus Christ, in Revelation chapter 1 verse 5, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and have made us kings.
Amen.
Right. That's right.
And priests unto God and His Father, to be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. He wants to give them a throne.
Yeah.
But they want it their way, not His way. There are some that say today, King Jesus, take your rightful place upon the throne of my heart and be my king. That dying thief, he didn't have a lot of time.
That's right.
I'll tell you what he did have time for, Brother Ed. He said, I'm ready.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, he may have been stubborn like me.
Yeah.
Stubborn like a mule. Mm-hmm. He wanted Jesus to be Lord. Carolyn, he only had about an hour to live. And when he said, remember me, he was pretty much saying, I'm ready.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm telling you, buddy, he's thinking eternal thoughts. Mm-hmm. He's at the point of death. Options are gone, Brother Jerry. You know what he says to this king? He says, remember me.
Yeah.
This king told him, he said, today, you'll be with me.
Amen.
Woo.
Praise
that's
Lord.
What kind of king I'm
Amen.
Talking about.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
When you get ready to die, it's still time to let him be your king. Amen. I mean, Jesus didn't say you should have come to me earlier. I'm now going to cross now. Ain't nothing I can do now. I tell you what, praise God, Canaan. He said today,
right,
you'll be with me.
Yeah.
Man, he slipped in, Miranda. Very last minute, slipped in. Well, I was talking to Miranda this week about some things that her and I both don't know about. We just don't know. There'll be a lot of people in heaven.
Yeah.
A lot of people. Matter of fact, the girls read, multitude, no man can number, every kindred, tongue, and nation.
That's right.
I mean, buddy, a lot of people are going to be in heaven. But I'll tell you, those are going to be there, the ones that let him be their king.
Amen.
You know, even as a child, I still remember him, big, and I was a little bitty, that just to have something to do, back before they had, you know, all them Nintendo and you know, talking with your fingers and tits and all that. They had vacation Bible school over there on Columbia Avenue, and I remember I could walk to it. And I walked up there to that big old church, and there was a guy's hand, it swallowed my hand up. My hand about like yours back there, Adam. Just a little bitty hand. And he reached down there, and his hand swallowed mine up. He said, we're glad to have you. Come on in here. There'll be a lot of people like that that went up there and gave their heart to Jesus. May not even have known they even did.
Right.
But I told Miranda, I said, if you read the last chapter of Malachi, it said a book of remembrance was written.
Right.
God keeps good records.
Yes,
the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. I'll tell you right now, Jesus told his bunch one day, he said, rejoice not that the devils are subject unto thee in my name. Rejoice rather that your names are written down in heaven. I'm glad, praise God, this kingdom is an everlasting kingdom.
Amen.
And it's going to make us, can you imagine being a king? I can only imagine going to my mansion when I get to heaven. I'm speculating here because I ain't never been there. Just imagine I go to heaven and I see this great big huge mansion and God said, that's yours, son. And then there you'll find a throne. You get to sit. See, God said He gives us the desire of our heart.
Yeah.
And all of us want a throne down here. All of us want a castle down here. All of us want to rule and reign and live forever and all that. Lord said, I want to give it to you. Well, let me give it to you. You see, the devil offers the same thing. Only thing is, he's an Indian giver. If he was to give it to you, you'd be like all them rock stars you fall one day. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like Janis Joplin that was so high on drugs, she took a razor blade and slit her face trying to see what was behind her face. I mean, Jimi Hendrix drowned in his own vomit. And Michael Jackson, he paid a man a king's ransom. He said, I need to sleep. And the doctor gave him an anesthesiology enough that he slept forever. He never did ever wake up. He went to sleep all right, but he never did wake up.
That's right.
You know, we pay them anesthesiologists a lot of money, but if they do put me to sleep, I've never been put to sleep. I sure would like them to bring me back.
Yeah.
If they can't, I'm going on, amen. But he paid a large sum of money. He said, I've got to sleep. He put him to sleep all right. But the Lord wants to give us a throne. He wants to give us a mansion. He wants to give us everything that a king enjoys. And it's his to give. It ain't like he's got to go take out a loan. He owns it all. The gold's his. The silver's his. The cattle on a thousand hills are his. Even the taters in the hills are his. It all belongs to him. And he gives to whosoever he will. But if God gives you something, you got something. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Bible said He gives gifts unto men.
Yeah.
And praise God, I'll tell you. But those that led him, that king, that thief became a king. He said, I'm ready. He said, when you come to your kingdom, he said, remember me. The king said, today you'll be with me. Luke 23:42-43. Listen, if Jesus is your king, your Christmas will be a joyous, Christ-filled Christmas. And if he's not your king, you'll have Christmas without Christ. And you know what? No matter what you give, you won't be able to enjoy it.
No.
The Bible talks about my peace I give unto you. He gives us peace. He gives us contentment. I'm satisfied. Yeah. I'm not seeking another. I'm not seeking anything else. Man, I've got everything I need. I'm complete in Him. I'm good to go thanks to Calvary, thanks to the King that went to the cross for me, that went to the grave for me, by the way. First gift was wrapped in swaddling clothes.
Right.
Second gift was wrapped in grave clothes.
Yeah.
And the third gift's coming back with royal robes on. And he's going to give robes to us. Amen. Said robes were given unto them. Amen.
Thank you.
I tell you what, buddy, God's got good gifts.
Yeah.
None of his gifts ought to be refused. I'll tell you right now.
Right.
I'm glad I got in, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Man, we sing about him. We raise our hand up and praise him every now and then. It might not be exciting to you down here, but when you get there,
yeah,
you'll be like that Queen of Sheba said, yeah. I have not been told. The preachers couldn't do a good job of bragging about heaven and bragging about Jesus. But I'll tell you what, if Jesus is your king, you'll enjoy your Christmas. You don't even really have to get a gift. You'll enjoy your Christmas. Y'all remember that story about the Grinch that stole Christmas?
Yes.
He thought, boy, I'll show them. I like the devil. He went down there and stole every tree, every present, and they went down there. What did they do, Joanne? They down there singing. He said, what the heck? They're down there singing. They ain't got nothing. They're still singing. He finally got it. He said, it ain't about the gifts.
That's right.
It ain't about the trees. And all of a sudden, that little heart in him started beating, got a little bigger, and that sled started sliding off the hill. And all of a sudden, he had no strength. He grabbed it and pulled it up, and he took it down there and gave everybody their gifts back. He said, I get it now. I understand now. A lot of people like him, they need to get it.
Amen.
They didn't understand why we celebrate Christmas.
Amen.
Because he's our king. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, I lived a life of Herod. I had the mind of the Jews. I didn't understand. They're afraid that they're going to lose their kingdom because of him. They said, we will not have this man rule over us. They rejected him, and he's still reaching out to them.
Yeah.
They're not going to make it without him. And the world of people are just like him. I'll tell you today, don't have a Christ this Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not worth it. God wants you to have blessings. Upon blessings, he's the only one that can make sure you get them. Have a Christ-filled Christmas.
Amen.
Man, I'll tell you what. You can live on the streets, Brother Ed, and have Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
If you got him.
That's right. Amen.
I'm going to tell you, buddy, you're not missing nothing. You got him.
No.
You got it all. And a lot of people, they've got everything, and they've got the most empty Christmas ever was. They don't even want the things they get. They don't get no joy of what they get. Hey, I got him. Hey, amen. When I got him, I got it all. Amen.
Yeah.
Somebody sings a song about an old man that collected artwork. And he had millions of dollars of artwork. Him and his son, Brother Mark. And anyway, his son went out to the military, and his son died. And to the grief of the old man, he received the news that his son had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And a knock come on his door. And a soldier was standing at his door when he opened the door. And it was a Christmas time. And the soldier said, can I come in for a minute? And he said, yeah, come in. He said, I knew your son. And we were good friends. He said, I'm the one that your son was trying to rescue when he was killed. And he said, I'm somewhat of an artist. And he said, I've made a picture of your son. And he said, I want you to have it. And the old man, well, of course, he's used to looking at priceless, valuable art. Now, Sister Karen, and he opened it up. There wasn't no Rembrandt, but it was a good likeness of his son. And he pressed aside all these extremely valuable paintings and put his son over the mantle. And Brother Eddie got somewhat comfort out of looking up there at this second-rate painting because he remembered that was his boy. And all of a sudden, buddy, he's filled up with fatherly pride. And he had somewhat of a good Christmas because of this gift right here. The old man died, Brother Mark. And all of a sudden, the world took note of all these treasures going to be sold. And here they come in groves to buy all these treasures. And the auctioneer got up and he said, hey, according to the will of the old man, first thing we're going to do, we got to sell this painting of his son. And he said, we didn't come here for no painting of some man's son. We come here for them treasures. He said, according to the will of the Father, this one has to be sold first. He said, who will start to bid at $100? Really, nobody bid. He said, again, who'll give me a bid on this painting? $100. Nobody said nothing, Rita. And all of a sudden, a friend of the old man, a neighbor, go in, he said, I got $10. He said, that's all we got. He said, will you take $10 for it? And the auctioneer said, I got a bid of 10. Who'll give me more? And there was silence. He said, go in once, go in twice, and the gavel fell. And the auctioneer said, the auction's over. And they said, hold on a minute, what's going on here? There's millions of dollars of artwork here. What do you mean? You explain yourself. He said, according to the will of the old man, whoso takes the son gets it all. Woo! I took the son, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
What a Christmas when you got Christ in your Christmas.
Amen.
Oh boy. According to the will of the Father, whoever takes the Son gets it all. Boy, there's something learned there. Father, thank you for this blessed time we've had here today. Thank you, Lord, for everything that's been said, songs that have been sung, what we've felt, Lord, here today. Thank you, Lord. Bless, I pray, the remainder of this service. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Right there, everybody stand, please, and get Brother Jerry, please. And Sister Joyce, maybe a verse, invitation on him. I never want to estimate. What did I say?
Joyce.
I got my mind on other things. Yeah. I was trying to remember somebody's name in Sunday school this morning. Couldn't remember. Sharon, I'm sorry, Sharon.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You're going to get a new name. Anyway.
I need one right now. names of me here lately have been really struggling.
Number 119, first verse. A flesh.